Ah, Alex, it's a start of all...
That's my thing. Okay, well, it's Sherry since she won't be home for like 2 hours, so we're good. Anyway, do it again.
Oh, speaking of interruptions, it's the first of the month, give or take 2 weeks, and it's time for the August questions of the month.
Oops.
Now, in my defense, Evo and Alex chose to work a job that would not have the same days off as me in any way, shape, or form ever.
They're not going to get that reference, Tad.
I know, but I do, and that's the important thing.
I am completely right in that argument. We'll have this on a different noise voice later.
So to start it off, I'm going to bring up the first question by Fantarax. Have any of you two ever played an SMT title, like any mainline or spinoffs, like Persona, Devil Survivor, etc., etc.?
Yeah, I really liked SMT4, the first one with like Isabeau, Walter, and Jonathan. I got like halfway through Apocalypse. I find it harder to get through that one because I really don't like the main cast. Like, I like the original ones. Because, like, they're all so anime and annoying. But, like, so, okay, can I set the plot really fast just to explain how much I hate it?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. Sorry, bros. Then I also played Persona fucking 4 and 5. 4 sucked, but I beat it, and then 5 was actually really good.
So, SMT, now, I've never played an SMT game. Are they set in, like, a fantasy world, or are they always set in, like, a real-life city, but, oh, also here's Mothman?
It's always set in, like, Japan, all the time.
Okay, so that didn't answer my question. Is it a city or a fake place?
Oh, it's a real place. It's really in Japan after God decided, you know what, I hate humanity again. Snap, and just kills everybody. And so you're in, like, the wasteland fucking, like, future where demons and angels have just overrun everything, and humans are either all dead or there's like 20 of them left trying to survive.
Okay.
It changes a little bit each time, basically, like how many humans are like all around, but for the most part, it's always after God fucked everything up.
So, it's a turn-based game, right?
Yeah.
It's like classic RPG where you go through menus and shit?
Yeah, instead of getting party members like normal, you have to convince and argue and barter with demons to join your party, which is like the best thing ever. I really like that mechanic. It's like Pokemon, where you just collect all random like little monsters. But instead of throwing Pokeballs at them, you gotta be like, hey, join a party. And they'll be like, eh, what's in it for me? And you have to convince them. It's really fun.
That's how you gotta get the mad gasser.
E.
So speaking of turn-based games, Chris asks, where do you stand on the debate between turn-based games versus RTS games? Now, Alex, this is dangerously close to pro and anti-scum. So really think through your answer here.
Okay. As much as I like Warcraft, that's pretty much the only RTS I actually like. But I played multiple and enjoyed multiple turn-based kind of, like, RPGs and shit, so I'm gonna go with turn-based.
Correct. That is the anti-scub choice. Turn-based games, RTS games, I never liked them. The closest to fun I ever had with an RTS game was when I would play Dota at the early levels, and I would play Broodmother. And all the Peruvians I was playing with had no idea what the fuck Broodmother did. And so I would hide webs. This was pre-patch like 7.0 when everyone stopped playing Dota and everyone stopped giving a shit. And I would lay webs across the entire lane. And she was like, her gimmick was her Q and she would spit acid at something. And it would like hurt it and slow it. And if it died, then you got a bunch of little spiders. And you could have like up to 75 spiders at once. And they would be invisible with me, so I'd walk down a lane, swarm this dude, like I drag, put all the spiders on him at once, hold it, and then attack him at once, and there'd be so many that actually, they could not walk out. Unless they had a blink, or they could smash all my spiders. And that's the closest to fun I ever had in RTS. Turn-based games are what Paper Mario is.
I have nothing else really to add to that other than, like, okay, actually, no, I do. I think we said before that neither of us were big fans of turn-based RPGs, but as I got older, I kind of actually appreciate them a little bit more.
Yep. SMT4, now that was a good game.
Well, for me, it would be, yeah, Chrono Cross, that was a good game. Sip.
They don't make them like they used to.
45 party members. Sip.
So this question here is from Walrus. And he says something very inappropriate that I won't read. But he does say if he met me at Evo, he would buy me a drink. So funny story about this. So we went to Evo in the first weekend in August, 2 weeks ago. And when I was there, I would get a message on my phone from Walrus saying, like, hey, where are you guys? You're going to go get something to eat. You want to come with? And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. And so I was there with Alex. It was me, Alex, Alba, and then Ryan, a.k.a. Gutsu, and then a few other people. And one of Alex's friends is named Walrus.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going to the event to hang out with him, as well as, like, Michael and Dan and shit. It was a fucking hodgepodge of people. And I kept thinking it was that Walrus. Like, I went up to him, like, hey, so where are you guys going after this? And he was going somewhere, so he told me, and I didn't realize it until, like, the last day that this was a completely different person.
Nice.
So, I never did meet him for a free drink. Now, the next question, this one comes from Ned. He dares us. Double, triple dog dares us.
Oh, no.
Tad, make up your fursona. And Alex, make up your gem soda.
Okay, so.
Now, I could cheat with this, because we both technically have made our fursonas. Watch our Let Me Tell You About Gaming intro to see our fursonas.
Oh, God.
But what about your gem soda, Alex? Come on with your gem soda.
All right, so I had a little prep time on this one. So I went and tried to Google the ugliest looking gemstones ever, right? Immediately for
picture
like
of you.
Immediately for like a low joke. But here's the thing about Googling something. It's a little harder than you think, Tad. Because trying to find the ugliest gemstone ever did not actually get me any fucking information ever. It was just people saying like, yeah, I don't like this cut of this. I don't like this cut of this. I just, what is the ugliest looking fucking stone? That's all I wanted to know, right? But I keep going on these top 10, like, shittiest gifts for your wife. Like, all this garbage. So I eventually found it. It's called Citrine. It's a little orange fucking rock. So that is gonna be me. A little pissed off fucking orange fucking Cheeto thing that hates everything. I want to be small, spiky, and constantly pissed off. Because that's how I goddamn feel after trying to fucking find the ugliest goddamn rock on Google. That's my gem soda. A pissed off little gremlin.
Mine has a cannon for a penis. You can't see it in the April Fool's video, but anyway, so this next question here is from Alobite. Hold on a second. I think I skipped the question.
Nice.
Nope. Okay. According to you, what end of the world scenario seems the most likely? And he has a bonus comment. By the time this episode comes out, it'll be my birthday month, August. So now there's a 50-50 chance that his birthday has already happened or is going to happen. So I'm going to roll the dice and say, I hope you had a very nice birthday.
And I'll say, have a future happy birthday. So you covered both angles.
So the most likely end of the world scenario, huh? Okay. Here's what I think. Here's how I think. And if this doesn't happen naturally, you know, I'll probably cause it. But information blackout. So a lot of, so think about what happened. So you had ancient Rome, right? And then you had like a big empty space. And then we finally started doing shit again. And that was called the Dark Ages. And a big reason for that is because when Rome went down, we lost a lot of important info about like aqueducts and like math and shit. And so there's a lot of things that don't necessarily have that backup right now, or are if there's a total network failure, like a Klaxar comes down in his US UFO and like super duper EMPs our ass and all of our electronics stop working, like that's a lot of important shit that's going to go down. I don't think, I'm pretty sure there's mechanical things in place that, like, if an EMP hits a nuclear, like, power plant, it won't detonate. I'm pretty sure that's in place. But there's a lot of shit that will go wrong if that happens. Or if anything malicious just, like, cuts off information being transferred between places. Because then you have banks stop working, you can't get your money off your credit card, and shit goes bad real quick. That's what I think. Information blackout will lead to a bunch of smaller factors, Fallout style, that will cause us to all get fucked.
See, I was just going to go with the generic one of just like, one guy decides to get trigger happy with a goddamn nuke, so then everyone follows suit because, hey, I mean, everyone's got to join the party now, right?
He'll be like, is it Sylvanas?
Burn it! Sylvanas, hey, let's go capture the tree. Hey, Sylvanas, feelings. Fuck your feelings. Burn it! Hot flash, burn it!
Hot flash!
I seriously think the people, whoever wrote Sylvanas for that scene, is just pissed off that a woman is in charge, so he tried to portray... Because she just has a hot flash and nukes the city. Like, it's so bad. That is so bad, dude! Anyway, I digress. We're all gonna nuke each other. And then, well, obviously we're all gonna die, so when the nukes start coming in, I'm gonna go to 4chan saying, uh-oh, nuke await thread. Who's here jerking it, bros? And the people will be like, post your face when you're not one of the cities getting nuked, dabbing Pepe. And it would just be like that.
I could 100% see that. I would be in there posting, like, post your gamer face when you're not this small country in Southeast China. Boop, 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 dab.
Yeah, so that's what I'll anyway. Do. And then I'll die.
Yeah, I'll shitpost on the internet as you die.
Yeah, basically. And then if I were to somehow miraculously survive, like, I got into a fucking, like, Fallout shelter, or a nuke just didn't hit me. Well, if a nuke just didn't hit me, I'd go back to fucking Walmart. I'd just go back to work. Because it's not like everyone's just going to, like, imagine
you're going to Walmart, and, like, some ghoul walks up to you, hey, smooth skin, where are the peas?
No. Okay, so imagine, like, we all get nuked, but somehow, like, because Idaho's a literal fucking who state, right? Like, we don't get hit.
There's actually nothing there.
Like,
there's
we don't
not
get
even
hit.
Nukes.
So, like, someone hits, like, Washington or, like, California or something. We're just up here completely unaffected. I'll just be like, well, going back to work tomorrow. Like, California is just, like, fucking New Vegas, where there's just ghouls and fucking super mutants, and I'm just up here pushing carts at Walmart. But if we were hit and I did survive and we become a fucking barren wasteland, I would just learn to appreciate eating fucking geckos, I guess, and then, like, I don't know, shoot people. I don't know what... I would probably turn into a bandit real fucking fast.
That's good. So this next question here comes from Mike HAWK. And I guessed this dude's game before I even read the comment. He just wanted me to say Mike Cock ain't gonna happen. So next one here, the joke, Alex, did you get it?
Really I got it. It just wasn't funny. Next question.
Slam and Jam 40. How do you get to the lake? The lake. Does anybody know how to get to the lake?
Do
you know how to get to the lake?
I would swim in a lake full of water for these cakes. That's a very odd thing to say.
Also, he says Feferi sucks, and that is wrong. Feferi is a very good Homestuck character because she doesn't speak. Next character. Next question from Eric. Taco shells. Hard shell or soft shell? If soft shell, which is obviously the answer, we're both going soft shell. Corn or flour?
I don't actually know the difference what I get.
I mean, I don't remember what a corn soft shell like. I've had tamales and, like, they sucked. And this morning I had a breakfast burrito from Burger King and it was made out of flour. So I'm going to have to go with flour soft shell, Alex.
I'll go with flour too, because I'm going to assume those motherfucking chimichangas I eat are made out of flour and not corn.
I don't know. Corn would probably be cheaper, so they might be corn.
I don't know.
Corn is very starchy.
I'm not going to get up in the middle of the recording to fucking look at the ingredients on the back of these frozen-ass chimichangas. So we're just gonna go with flour and 50-50, I got it right.
All right. So this question is from Skeletan. Who is the best Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle? And I would say it is...
Mikey.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, because there's Mikey. Was he blue or purple? No, Donatello was purple. Yeah, I like Donatello the most.
He does machines. He had the stick,
which was the biggest range.
Yeah. I liked Michelangelo, because... Michelangelo, the orange one with the nunchucks, because he was the funny one. But he also had, like, moments where, like, he would still try to be good. You know, you can kind of tell there's, like, three character archetypes I really like, because they come up a lot in episodes. But I like Mikey a lot. Raph is the worst one. And then Leonardo's forgettable, but he doesn't piss me off like Raph, so he's okay.
Yeah, and then Donatello just kind of does stuff. I like him. He has the biggest range in the arcade game that I played at Chuck E. Cheese.
So
that's why I like him the
most. You know what I had? I had the fucking TMNT Tournament Fighter on Super Nintendo.
What the hell is the tournament? Is it like a fighting game?
Yes, it's a fighting game with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and a bunch of fucking villains.
Yo, why wasn't that at Evo?
Dragon Breath!
So, next question here. So, this one's from Briss Bripchap. Have you lads seen the really cool news for the next Dragon Ball movie being about Broly? I mean, yeah, about 2 weeks ago I did. What do you think about the new Broly design? I actually really like it. I think it's a little bit too green. I don't know why he's going with green, but I like the fur. I like it. It's going more monkey. Because remember, Broly has a tail. It's like a huge tail. He just keeps it wrapped around him all the time.
That's what like all the Saiyans do, yeah.
So I really like it.
I really like the design too. I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate that he is now swiggity swanning. I'm coming for that cannon, and he is still the strongest.
Well, is this now? Does the movie take place before the Tournament of Power or after? I think it takes place after.
I'm pretty sure he could beat Jiren, Dad.
I don't know.
He's disjunct.
Jiren's disjunct. Jiren's disjunct.
Okay, real shit. Jiren is the most boring fucking like villain, but I really like him because of all the shitposting. I have grown to love this guy, and I want to see more of him.
So I've gotten one more question here. So this one's from Pepsi Can EX. Thought of an actual question at almost the end of the month. Whew, good thing he did, or he wouldn't have had time to submit this one. Anyways, if you had to listen to one song for 100 times straight, what would it be? Sea Shanty 2.
I was going to say Sea Shanty 2.
I listened to Sea Shanty 1, and it felt like I was listening to like a cursed song. Like I was going to finish listening to it and look in the mirror. And, like, I was going to turn into the gnome child or something.
It reminds me of that stupid picture I saw on Tumblr where it's, like, 20th century, like, pop music. Arr, that's no good. Then, 1700 sea shanties. Arr, ship me timbers. It's a little, like, pirate dancing next to a boombox. That's sea shanty, too. But if I, real answer, though, because you have Sea Shanty. If I had one song I had to listen to 100 times, like, in a row, I would probably listen to... I want to go with... honestly, I want to roll with the fucking Ultra Instinct theme from Dragon Ball Super. I really, really like that theme.
It is pretty cool. It's just short enough to still be like, hell yeah.
You don't pick a slow song. If it's 100 times, you gotta get something fast and action-paced, right? You get something that pumps you up. You gotta get
something that's actually comparable to Mozart based off of one YouTube video I watched because it's in A minor or A key or something. I don't know. I don't know music. I took a music class in college. And it was too hard for me. I didn't understand it.
Your Jiren brain couldn't figure it out.
Exactly. So, penultimate question here. This is from Bundles. Ted, has there been any updates on the other half of Swole Quest definitely coming out 2 weeks after last episode? Swole Quest was half lifting heavy things and putting them back on the ground, and the other half was anime waifus. And he asks if there's any update in terms of me finding an anime waifu. Not really. The quest is... It's starting to feel more like a nebulous journey. You know, it's more about the journey than the destination.
Bros.
We'll see you in 2 weeks at the next episode. So this is the last question. This is from Level 1 Ogre. Hey, Alex, I too like Star Fox. I'm the Game Master 1996 side of the split.
All
the
right.
Split is capitalized. I would spend a lot of lunch periods in junior high wandering around the schoolyard dreaming up control schemes for a Nintendo Wii Star Fox game utilizing the motion controls. To this day, I'm bitter that Nintendo didn't make a Star Fox game for the Wii and then royally fucked up Zero. What would be your ideal Star Fox game, and how would it control, and what would the story be? Give me a quick rundown.
Okay, so what I would plan to do for something like Star Fox is, first off, we just pretend Zero didn't happen. Honestly, might want to pretend Command didn't happen either. What I would do is I would take the Star Fox Assault formula, because I think that was the actual best step in the right direction to continue something like Star Fox. Because you can't just only make arcade shooters forever, right? It will get stale. You can only have enemies come in at so many different fucking angles, right? So, you take the Star Fox Assault kind of formula, where you have a mixture of the air combat and space and shit, and the on-foot sections. I would tighten up the controls on Fox a little bit. And also change the default control scheme to not be fucking, like, aim with the fucking left stick and move with the C stick. What the fuck were you thinking? Control scheme 3, I think it was, where, like, this is the traditional, like, FPS controls. That is what it should be. Obviously, this game would play, like, on a controller. No fucking motion control gimmick bullshit. Where, like, when you're in space, you're just in space flying and shooting like fucking normal. And you would... Here's the problem with Assault. Assault was a very straightforward, just like 10-level game, right? Pretty quick and pretty short. You would go back to the Star Fox 64 formula of having a shitload of multiple paths. So you basically just take Assault's gameplay, tighten up Fox's controls on foot, the space sections are more or less fine, and then just add extra levels and branching paths from Star Fox 64, and you've basically got something perfect. That's all I think, anyway, that you really needed to do. Because that was the best part about Star Fox 1, the unreleased 2, and then 64, is that you can play it multiple times over, and it'll still feel a little bit fresh, you know what I mean? It was very replayable.
Yeah, you were just able to kind of quickly sit down and go through it again. Like, ah, fuck it, I'll go through.
If you want to go, like, an extra level, too, on top of this, is that you can make multiple variations of each level if you have a lot of time and money to sink into this fucking project that they'll have no return because Star Fox games have all sold poorly. And you can make, like, an on-foot and space version, or an on-foot and air-only version of each and every level, if you really want to get your fucking brain going. That's the dream. And, of course, incorporates Assault multiplayer back, because that was, like, the best fucking feature. Make it online, of course.
Typical FPS controls, then? Except in, like, when you're in the ship, would you, like, aim with the Switch controller or something gimmicky?
No gimmicks. Fuck that shit. It sucked in fucking that. When you're in the ship, you just have the standard-ass fucking ship controls from all the other goddamn games. You just move with the left stick, you fire, you get your B-bombs, you get your loops and shit. You get all your shit. But, like, you basically just combine 64 with Assault, improve on Fox's controls, make the multiplayer, make it online, maybe add some more fucking characters, maybe, like, make all of Star Wolf playable or something, I don't fucking know. If you want to get extra fucking investing in it, you can add the two versions of every level, like I said, or you can add, and the main story, you can add all extra playable characters too, like you did in Command. That is my ideal thing. It's just taking the best of all of the games so far and just making one really good product out of it. Actually continuing the formula and expanding upon it rather than just trying to make a new gimmick every fucking game. Know what I mean? In terms of actual story, shit, that one's fucking hard, dude. Like, fuck, okay, so we've already killed Andross a shitload. Forget about Andross for a little while. You can make Andrew the new main bad guy, like you set up an Assault for one level, have him lead in a new rebellion or something. That'd actually be a nice little way to go with the character. You could bring the Aperoids back. Those guys are very memorable. Forget the Angler Empire, they sucked. You can make Dash Bowman a thing. What I would really prefer you do, though, is... Hell, you know what you could do? You do, again, incorporate all the best things of the game. Star Fox team, you got the team, right? Peppy isn't flying, though. So you got Fox, Falco, Slippy, fucking Crystal. But you can also add Miyu and Faye in there from Star Fox 2. You have 7 fucking characters. Then you can have Star Wolf have 7 fucking characters. Because you can have fucking Wolf, Leon, Pygma. You can keep Andrew in there. You can have fucking Panther show up. Then you can have that fucking one, that little monkey dude. What was his name, like Anthony or something?
Yeah, I think it was Anthony, the nephew of Andross.
No. That's fucking Andrew. Anthony, or whatever the fuck, it was this little, like, not lemurs, but the other little tiny monkeys with the really big eyes, you know? In Star Fox 2, that was Andrew's beta design, and he had a different name. So, like, he's a Star Fox 2 character. You could bring him back. Is that 7 or 6? Hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think it's only 6. Well, find another fucking Star Wolf character. Make up some character. So that we can have 7 on 7. And just have them all fucking duke it out and shit. You, like, expand upon the ideas already there like you do with every other fucking game. Don't just keep adding fucking gimmicks. That's what I think, anyway. That'd be the perfect game.
So, that'll wrap it up. Thanks, you guys, for not being mad at me for not having an episode for, like, 3 weeks.
Life's hard, guys. Forgive us.
I always like these ones. These are fun to do. So we will close this off with the Patreon shoutouts, and then we'll go into the quick plugs. So, Alex, go ahead and start your list first.
All right. Want to give a shout-out to our boys, FoxMcLeod23, Lores the Ninth, Jaren Kiwi, Briss_BipChap, and Ozirius. I'm going to go with that one.
I want to give a shout-out to Jonathan Glassnap, Rusty Shackelford, Kamorin Chapman, Phil the Muffin, and my personal favorite, Lavender Sheepy. So you guys can, as usual, find the podcast on YouTube, iTunes, Google Play. I'm doing like finger guns off to the side while I'm doing this. I'm not sure why. On Twitter at Let Me Tell You PD. There's Discord. There's this whole Patreon nonsense. And we should be getting more episodes out at a more regular basis now. Because I've got, in this time, I've been working on like a bunch of other small stuff. I definitely want to, now that Battle for Azeroth has come out, I kind of want to do the WoW lore stuff again, because I think we stopped right before Vanilla WoW, like the MMO, and I started playing an MMO myself, RuneScape. Man, that eats a lot of time when you're playing it on your phone.
See, what I want to actually do is, if I may, rather than do a WoW lore episode, no. I really want to, oh, okay, sorry, no, fuck you. I'm having this podcast I can talk to! I want to do a little retrospective episode on Legion, since that's over. We're all playing Battle for Azeroth now. I want to put a little thing together for that, and, you know, fans can maybe, possibly, I don't know, consider looking forward to it if I'm not lazy about it.
Look forward to it if I'm not lazy about it. The Let Me Tell You About way.
Hey.
So we'll see you guys next month, or like 3 weeks.